The Chrysler dealers of Greater New York and Northern New Jersey invite you to your Chrysler dealer's showroom. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? How do you do? This is Norman Brokenshire,
Wall
Street Chrysler dealer, introducing you to our showroom. Brought to you Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at this time by the Chrysler dealers of Greater New York and Northern New Jersey in cooperation with the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. Now, many of you have been in our Chrysler dealer showrooms from time to time, but perhaps you have not met Bill Harrington and his piano.
We'll sing a song for you, maybe two or three.
And charming Phyllis Wood and her piano.
And you request from Bill and me.
Now that was Phyllis and Bill, and that's how they sound alone. Now here they are together in their own special arrangement for their twin pianos of Lover. Fancy, thank you. You know, neighbors, Bill Shakespeare must have been a pretty wise old fellow at that. For example, his remark about all the world's a stage and all the men and women merely players, that shows that he knew a lot about human nature. But he made one statement that I'd like to challenge. He said, "What's in a name? A rose by any other name would smell as sweet." No, indeed. Today, a good name means a lot, and especially to motorists of New York and Northern New Jersey. The good name of your Chrysler dealer means prompt, courteous, and capable service. The kind of service you'd expect from a group of men who have as their policy the motto, "We aim to take care of our own." To a Chrysler man, that means just one thing. Giving your car that extra measure of understanding care that means years of economical, carefree driving for you. Why not drop by your Chrysler dealers tomorrow for that winter checkup? Bill Harrington is one of the brightest new stars on the radio and television horizon. You've probably heard him on his own coast-to-coast show and seen him on television. Say, here's what Variety had to say. Bill Harrington is a good-looking youngster with an easy, natural manner. His vocals and instrumental work are pleasant to hear and to watch. Here he is, Bill Harrington.
Hello, everybody. Thanks for those nice words, Bo.
Not at all, Bill. Variety knows what it's talking about. What are you going to do?
Well, a great many people have come into the showroom and have asked me to play and sing a song that's becoming popular again. The title is Try a Little Tenderness. Phyllis, if you'll join me on your piano, here it is.
In the hustle of today, we're all in blindness. Little things that mean so much, a word, a smile, a kiss. When a woman loves a man, he's a hero in her eyes, and a hero he can always be. If he'll just realize, she may be weary. Women do get weary wearing the same shabby dress. And when she's weary, try a little tenderness. You know she's waiting, just anticipating things she may never possess. While she's without them, try a little tenderness. It's not just sentimental. She has her grief and care, and a word that's soft and gentle makes it easier to bear. Women don't forget it. Love is their whole happiness. It's all so easy. Try a little tenderness.
Oh, that's such a fine sentiment. Try a little tenderness. And it's something we should keep in mind when we're thinking of our pets, too. Friends, this is the part of our program that we dedicate to the proposition that all animals deserve fair and civilized treatment, regardless of race, breed, or unhappy condition of pedigree. Today's story is about Tommy and his little dog, Moki. Oh, there was such a wonderful friendship between them. But when twins came to Tommy's mother, it was decided that there wasn't room in the house for everybody, especially Moki, so they'd have to find him a new home. Of course, Tommy thought it would be much simpler to send the twins back, but naturally that couldn't be. So the first move was to get Tommy used to being away from his pet. No more sleeping in Tommy's room for Moki. Mother said, "Tommy, tonight you must tie Moki to the leg of the kitchen stove. He'll sleep in the kitchen. You sleep in your room." There were tears in Tommy's eyes, but he obeyed. Oh, that was such a bad night in the home of the Robertson family. Tommy was lonesome, and he rolled and tossed. Moki was lonely, too, and he howled. The howling woke the twins, and the twins cried and cried. There was little sleep for the Robertsons that night. But the rule must stand. Moki must be tied to the leg of the stove at night, and Tommy was an obedient boy. But on the very next night, everything was different. There wasn't a sound from Moki, and the twins slept right through. In the morning, when Mrs. Robertson went down to prepare breakfast, there was no dog. But there was a rope tied to the leg of the stove. It was a long, winding rope that twisted its way across the kitchen floor, out the door, into the hall. Tommy's mother followed it, up the stairs into Tommy's room. And there she found the other end of a 50-foot clothesline tied around Moki's neck. He was in Tommy's bed, and Tommy's arm was around his neck, too. When she tiptoed from the room, she met Mr. Robertson in the hall. He'd seen it. All he said was, "Well, dear, I guess you'll have to let them stay together. You're going to need a long clothesline on wash day now, anyway." You know, Tommy was indeed fortunate that his parents decided to keep Moki. But so very often, some of us are faced with problems in connection with pets, problems which we find difficult to solve. May we suggest here that your local ASPCA, who cooperate in presenting this program, are best qualified to help you? Why don't you give them a call? And now, Bill,
Bill, if you'd just look closely, you can easily see that Phyllis and I would like to be alone. We would talk about l'amour together with just a little bit of toujours thrown in for good measure. Am I right, Phyllis?
If you're speaking of love, Broke, I don't want anything to do with it.
Why, my dear young lady, do you mean to say that you don't thrill to the scent of orange blossoms? That the strains of old Promise Me don't make your heart pound within you? That
as far as I'm concerned, you can put him in a box, tie him with a ribbon, throw him in the deep blue.
I see what you mean.
You can take the moon, gather up the stars and the robins that sing merrily. Put him in a box, tie him with a ribbon, throw him in the deep blue sea. You can take the flowers down in Lover's Lane and the sentimental poetry. Put them in a box, tie them with a ribbon, throw them in the deep blue sea. Not for me, all that stuff, the dreams that ruin your sleep. Not for me, had enough. Love is one thing you can keep. You can take the plans and the wedding bells. Whoever sings, oh, promise me. Put them in a box, tie them with a ribbon, throw them in the deep blue sea. Not for me, all that stuff, the dreams that ruin your sleep. Not for me, had enough. Love is one thing you can keep. You can take the plans and the wedding bells. Whoever sings, oh, promise me. Put them in a box, tie them with a ribbon, throw them in the deep blue sea. 'Cause love and I, we don't agree.
Now, Phyllis, you're lovely, but I don't believe it. However, there is one thing I do believe, and that is that your Chrysler dealer is a man you can depend upon. He lives up to every recommendation he makes, and you can't help but admire a fellow like that. He feels that both your car and your pet are part of your family. Now, look, friends, we know these are busy days, but not too busy to give some thought to those homeless and helpless animals who cannot take care of themselves. It's sort of a civic responsibility which your local dealer is glad to share. You can depend on him. Drop by and get acquainted. Tomorrow, maybe. Now, here are my friends Bill Harrington and Phyllis Wood. Two voices, two pianos, and love somebody.
Love somebody, yes I do.
Love somebody, but I won't say who.
He's big and strong and bold and gay. He's not very far away. I would marry him today, but who he is I will not say. I love somebody, yes I do. Love somebody, yes I do. I love somebody, yes I do.
I love somebody, but I won't say who. I get feeling warm and gay when she sends her smiles my way. I would marry her today, but who she is I will not say.
You love somebody?
Yes, I do. Do you love somebody?
Yes, I do.
I love somebody? Yes, I do. I love somebody, but I won't say who.
Handsome face, 6 feet tall. His picture's on my wall.
Won't say who.
Handsome face, 6 feet tall. His picture's on my wall.
I want her for my baby doll. If she kissed me, I wouldn't mind at all.
I love somebody, yes I do.
I love somebody, yes I do.
I love somebody, yes I do.
I love somebody, and it might be you.
Well, that about winds up our little get-together for tonight. Friends, you've been listening to Phyllis Wood and Bill Harrington in a program of songs brought to you Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at this time by your Chrysler dealer. The Chrysler dealers of Greater New York and Northern New Jersey. We'll all be back on Wednesday night at the same time, and we'll kind of hope you'll join us. Will you do it? Until then, Bill Harrington says,
we'll sing a song for you, maybe two or three.
Charming Phyllis Wood.
Have you requests from Bill and me?
Now, this is Norman Brokenshire saying good night to you all.